At times, the powers of Satan seem overwhelming. Evil seems to prosper, while good people suffer. It's good to remember that the ultimate victory belongs to Jesus and to his people. Today, the lessons we can draw from the miracles done by the Apostle Paul at Ephesus, where sorcerers burned their demonic writings as the power of the Holy Spirit fell on the crowd. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Erwin Lutzer continues a series on the invisible world, where battles are lost and won. Turn again to Acts chapter 19 as we see Paul's spiritual victory over the power from the dark side.
A couple of things that we have to remember as we nail this passage down so that you can begin to apply it more specifically to your life. First of all, do I need to remind you? I shall, that Jesus Christ is totally triumphant over all the forces of evil, every single one. Jesus not only paid it all, he won it all, and he deserves it all. And we give him the glory, and we give him the praise. And you have to see that. Your greatest struggle when you're dealing with spirits from the dark side, your greatest struggle is going to be their intimidation and the idea that somehow there's no deliverance for you. And therefore, that's why Paul says, above all, when he was talking about the armor of God, above all, he said, take the shield of faith. Even if you drop one or two of the other pieces, and of course we need them all, the fact is that the shield of faith is the basis upon which we see the victory, not just that Jesus will someday have, though Satan is out on bond, and therefore Jesus Christ is eventually going to cast him into the lake of fire and all, but the victory has been totally, completely won. There's no contest. We have read the end of the book, and we know where Satan is headed, and he knows it too, and he doesn't want you to know that he is defeated, but he is. And those of you who struggle with guilt, who think that you've committed a sin too big for God to forgive, when Satan reminds you of your past, would you please remind him of his future? Jesus Christ, total victor. I want you to see that today. It's not what I'm saying, it's what the Word of God proclaims, that he disarmed all principalities and all powers and made a show of them openly. And it is that basis upon which you and I can find deliverance and protection from the dark side of the spirit world. And I encourage you today to see Jesus in new light. Some of you are here and you have to see him as your Savior, the one who died in your place that you might be redeemed. As it says here, after they believed, they became believers. It is then that they got rid of the stuff that was leading them into occultism. And in the very same way, God today is speaking to your heart to believe on his Son. His triumph is uncontested. There's a second observation that we need to make, and that is that Satan's work is characterized by confusion. People are confused. They're confused sometimes by false teachers. Fear. He'll tell you, you'd better serve me, and if not, you're going to be in trouble, and you need my protection. What a lie. Oftentimes, it is filled with self-hatred. Young people want to cut themselves and so forth. They want to draw blood because they're dealing with all of these issues and they don't know where to go and they don't know the completeness of Jesus Christ's work on their behalf and the cleansing and the forgiveness that Jesus gives them. So they think they somehow have to sacrifice because they hate themselves. The devil wants you to hate yourself. Because if you hate yourself, you're not believing in Jesus. If you are a believer in Jesus, you are a son and a daughter of the Almighty. Oftentimes there is disassociation from reality. There is the blurring of distinctions between good and evil. Certainly that is true in things such as Wicca and other ways that you can get into the occult. Manipulation, intimidation, those are the marks of the evil one and his demonic spirits. God, in contrast, for God, it is a sense of freedom. It is cleansing. It is plugging into reality. It is affirming your self-worth as a son and a daughter of God. That's what God brings about in our lives, in contrast. There's a final lesson, and of course we learn this from the Jewish exorcists. They have something to teach us. We cannot exercise the authority that we have in Jesus unless we are under his authority, under the authority of the true Jesus. The name Jesus just can't be thrown around, you know, and say, well, you know, there's power in the name of Jesus. Yes, there is power in the name of Jesus. And every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord to the glory of God the Father. There is infinite power in the name of Jesus. After all, he's the creator. He is the sustainer of the universe. He spoke and the stars were created. That's the power of the name of Jesus. But don't take it for granted unless you are under the authority of Jesus. Then you can exercise the authority of Jesus. Let me give you an example, and I'll summarize it. A number of years ago, there was a woman here at the Moody Church who came up to me afterwards and says, Pastor, I hated you ever since you came here, and I'm just here to tell you that I'm sorry. And I said, what did I do to contribute to this? And she said, nothing, it's just all me. Okay, that's fine. She was a woman who was troubled, yes, causing a great deal of difficulty in our college ministry. We knew that she was troubled by a spirit. I will not go into the details to let you know how that was known, because for some of you that may be going just a little bit further than we need to in this message, but we knew it. And in fact, it was to the point where sometimes the spirit even spoke, something like you have in the New Testament. We worked with her, we counseled her, and didn't help her. You know, as the pastoral staff, you win some and you lose some. So she left the church and she went down south somewhere, and that was the end of the story, until she wrote me a letter maybe, I don't know, 6-8 years later, thanking me and saying, even though she didn't receive deliverance here at the Moody Church, she thanked us for pointing her in the right direction. But this is what she said. She said, I discovered that I was so full of anger because of childhood abuse. I was consumed with anger. And she said, as long as I held onto that anger, the darkness around me would not leave. And you know, how did that darkness manifest itself? In many people, in many different ways. But back to the singles ministry, what she would do is divide people from one another. Slander was very, very important. Because you see, you slander this person against this person because what you want to do is to create a circumstance in which these friends are broken up and this intervenes so that you always are causing disunity within the body of Christ, and you use your mouth and the accusations of the devil to do it. Parenthesis. Did you know that in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11, the Apostle Paul is talking about the wives of deacons, and he says they should be dignified and not slanderers. Do you know what the Greek word is? Diabolos. They should not be devils. The word diabolos means slanderer. When you slander someone within the body of Jesus Christ and you become a gossip and you divide people from one another, you are doing the work of the devil. And this lady was doing the work of the devil. She was causing these kinds of problems. And that's what the devil often does by people who are in his column. But anyway, in the letter, what she said is, I dealt with this horrible sin of bitterness. I just gave it up. I opened my heart to God and said, God, I can't deal with this. I can't live with this anger, this resentment. And I just give it to you. And it's after that that the darkness left. It's like the old thing that I've said from time to time. If you want to get rid of flies, you have to get rid of the garbage. And what you find is that people harbor sin in their hearts. They hug it to their bosom. They will not let it go. And they stay in the dark side of the spirit world. Today, God is inviting you actually to a whole new life of freedom, of deliverance. If you see Jesus as the answer to your problem, and he is the only one out there. The only one out there is Jesus. By the way, no other prophet, did you notice? If Jesus were only a prophet, the demons wouldn't obey him, but he is the Son of the living God. When he speaks to them, they have to obey. We serve a risen, triumphant Jesus. Who is Lord of all. Father, would you take these words and apply them however they need to be applied? And we pray that your Holy Spirit might bring a sense of deliverance and clarity to issues over which people stumble. And we pray today that we might know that Christ is triumphant. We thank you today that he is above every name that is named in this world and in the world to come. We see him today as the triumphant one. Cause people to believe on him for salvation and deliverance. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Pastor Lutzer. As I conclude today, could I remind you that one of the sins that Satan so often uses in our lives to hold us bound is anger, resentment, and a spirit of unforgiveness, even as I emphasized in this message. And as a result of that, people are bound because what they are saying to themselves is, I can't give this up. It's a matter of justice. Well, would you give it all to the Lord and trust him to bring justice to that situation? If you've been abused, hasn't your abuser done enough damage in your life? Does he or she still have to keep you bound because of the anger that troubles you? Give it to God. Be free. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. The message that you have just heard is part of a larger series entitled The Invisible World, and in a moment you'll be given some information as to how these messages can be yours. Thanks in advance for your prayers, for your support. If we've been a blessing to you, would you contact us and let us know? We are always greatly encouraged when we hear about the fact that Running to Win is having an impact in people's lives. So from my heart to yours today, have a good day all day. God bless you. See you right here next time.
Erwin Lutzer, wrapping up Power from the Dark Side, the fourth message in an 8-part series on the invisible world. Monday, we turn to Philippians chapter 3, where we find out how to be motivated by the invisible world. These messages will make the invisible world very real to each of us. The entire series will be sent on CD as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about the invisible world. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.